Hello, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano, and as always, our wonderful Huntley Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Nancy Binger, is with us today. Nancy, welcome to Around Town once again.
Hello. Thanks for having me again.
Well, you need to tell us, Nancy, what's been going on for the last couple of months?
We have had so much going on. It's been very exciting. I've said this on the show before that my vision for the chamber is to really build a relationship with the community, between the community and our businesses. And we've been doing so many different events and activities that have led to that vision coming to fruition. So we last time I was here was in December, and it was right before we did the Ice Sculpture Cocoa Crawl. And the Ice Sculpture Cocoa Crawl was a big hit. We had close to 2,000 people on the square.
Wow.
Downtown.
That's great.
Sampling hot chocolate and looking at all our ice sculptures. It was a cold day, but a perfect temperatures to keep those ice sculptures cold. It was like a Hallmark movie, and there was even somebody that got engaged at the end of the night. It was really, really a perfect night. A perfect day, and we had a lot of fun, and businesses got very involved, and it was amazing how many chamber businesses stepped up to play a part in it. We had almost 50 businesses that played some kind of part, whether or not they sponsored something or they donated or they volunteered. Everybody came together to put on this amazing event for the community. So we will definitely be doing it again. Got to go through, you know, the proper steps of getting approval and getting all the details squared away, but we see us doing that again in
December. I'm thinking of that young lady that got engaged saying, gee, Mom and Dad, I got engaged on Cocoa Crawl.
Yep. They had pictures with some of our ice sculptures, and so it was really fun. So I'm really appreciative of all the sponsors that made that possible, and then that the community came out and had a lot of fun with it. So we had a live ice sculpture carving. We had a humongous snow globe photo booth. People could get inside the snow globe. We had holiday movie characters walking around because it was holiday movie theme. So we're working on this year's theme and going to be eventually looking for sponsors. And
how'd it go for your puzzles, pizza, and pictures?
Yeah, so another really fun event that engaged the community. It was really fun. We sold out. We had 20 teams sign up, 20 teams of four. And the event was at the Legion in January. And it was a race to get finish a puzzle, 300-piece puzzle, a large pizza, and two pitchers of beer. And it was super fun to have these teams racing to get that done.
So did the beer go first or the puzzle go first?
Most teams was like a divide and conquer. So it was like, okay, you two work on the puzzle while we drink the beer and eat the puzzle, you know. And what was really cool was the diversity of the demographic of the people there. Like there were young couples, there were older couples, there was like girls' night out, there was families, you know, adult children with their parents. It was a wide variety of people. And so we had 9 businesses that sponsored, and their photos were photos of their business or their product was on the puzzle. So it was these 9 businesses that were on the puzzle. And so as people were putting this puzzle together, they were mentioning the names of the businesses. And then I would hear like, oh, I don't know where that business is. And somebody else on the team would explain, oh yeah, we've been there. And so again, it was just a way to showcase the businesses to our community.
Well, I would think after 2 pitches of beer, you're going to really be happy.
Yeah. It makes it more fun. So there was one team there that was so good, the team that won, and they finished it so fast. They were like professional puzzle put together people. They were really, really good.
So you've been doing all this crazy running around and getting things going. So now what's next on the agenda?
So what is next? So we have 2 big community events coming up. One is the Home Business and Wellness Expo, and that is on Saturday, March 18th from 9 to 3 at the Huntley Park District. We have approximately 60 businesses that will be showcasing their products and services. There'll be all these booths for people to walk through to learn about the businesses, to meet our business owners. Of course, there's always going to be lots of free giveaways and raffles to enter, and just a way for everybody to learn more about different businesses that they might want for their home or for their health.
So, Nancy, when you go to the park district, where would you direct the folks if they're not familiar?
Yeah, so the entrance is the lower entrance. You come down by the event is held in the gym, so you'll go in not the main entrance, but down below where you enter into the gym. And it's free for the community, so there's no charge. And it's just a fun thing to do on what's usually still a cold March day. And it's for all ages. Anybody can enjoy it. Kids have fun walking through and getting some little swag items. And then there also are our adoptable dogs from animal shelters will be there. So you can pet those, hang out with those dogs, and maybe
that's dangerous.
I know.
That is dangerous.
But be careful because your kids will convince you to take one home.
Somebody that hasn't been there before, you say go to the gym. Can you direct them where that's located?
Are you like asking me east, west, north, south? Because
no,
that's
just
not good.
What street it's on.
It's just in the back end of the park district. So you park down. I mean, the parking is going to be full. So just find a spot and then it's in the lower. And you can come in up top, but the event is down below. So
okay. And if they're not sure, is there a number they
call? There'll be lots of signs.
Okay.
Lots of signs.
Any phone numbers?
You can call the chamber, 847-669-1-0-1-0-1-6-6. And there's going to be food trucks there. We're hosting, there's a blood drive being sponsored there. So it's Heinemann Middle School and Huntley High School. Some musical groups will be there performing. And there is going to be a dog fashion show. So it is a really, really fun event to keep you entertained for the day.
Do you have any idea how many exhibitors you'll have, Nancy?
It's about 60.
Okay.
And we still have some space, so we're finishing up filling the final booths this week.
Well, that's great. That's great. And so after that event, what's coming up August 12th?
Well, actually, you're skipping my April event, so can we rewind to April 7th? On April 7th, there is no school in our school most school districts, and we are doing Easter Egg Scavenger Hunt Lee. So this scavenger hunt is open to the public, and it is kind of targeted to kids but of all ages, but mostly that elementary-aged child. And families come and start at FNBO, who is our sponsor of the event, and they get a basket and eggs, and then they get clues to each of the next locations. And so they work their way around Huntley, visiting different businesses, getting fun giveaways and the clues to the next location. So it was a huge success last year, and we are expanding it this year for more stops and new stops. So even if you did it last year, we still think you should come this year to see all the new things we are putting into it.
Do you remember how many stops you had last year, Nancy?
We had 8 stops last year, and we're targeting about 12 to 14 this year. So we're finalizing those stops. And I just heard we're going to add a new one, Huntley Community Radio.
Well, there you go. Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM, folks. Okay.
There you go.
And there's something else we're going to add to that, too, if they come to the Huntley Radio Station.
Yeah.
A photograph.
Yeah. So come to the Huntley Community Radio on the Easter Egg Scavenger Hunt, and you can get your photograph pretending you're on the radio show just like me, so your kids can see how a radio station is run. And so that'll be really fun. I'm glad you guys are going to participate.
Well, we're happy to do that, Nancy. We know that you've got a large, large menu of things that you have to do. And we have to compliment you because you work very hard. I know you run around like a chicken with its head chopped off.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you do a good job.
Thank you.
So what happens after that? What's next? Then the August 12th?
Yeah, so then we kind of take a little bit of a break, although we do encourage our businesses to participate in the Memorial Day Parade, which is at the, on Memorial Day, Huntley has a Memorial Day Parade, and so you get to see a lot of the chamber businesses that's run by the Legion, and so we'll participate in that, and we love seeing all our community people there. But in August, we are going to do our third annual Bags Tournament. So we've done Bags Tournament for the last 2 years, and we had a lot of fun at the one last year. It's at SoHopped on August 12th, And so probably in June, we'll open up the registration for that. We expect to have more people participate in that. It was very competitive, but fun at the same time. And hanging out at SoHopped is always, August summer Saturday is always a fun time. So,
Nancy, can we go back to the Easter egg hunt for a minute? Yeah. And what time does this hunt begin?
It is from 10 to 2, and the registration link is open, and parents should sign up and let us know how many kids will be in your group, and you pick a time slot to start at so that we kind of space everybody out and don't have, you know, everybody coming at the same time. So you have four options of time frames, and we have you sign up from like at 10, at 11, 12, or 1.
And where do they go for the sign up?
And they sign up online at thehuntleychamber.org. There's an event on Facebook. You can go through that route too on our Facebook site. And the event, everybody starts at FNBO. They're our title sponsor for the event, and that's where you'll get your bucket and all your map and your answer key and your first clue.
That's great. The next thing would be, how's it going with the membership?
Membership is going great. We have had about 15 to 20 new members already in 2023, so that's been fabulous. We've had people sign up because, you know, they want to participate in the expo. And then also we have had a handful of members that were members prior and are now and dropped out a little bit, and now they're rejoining, which I'm so excited about because there's some staple businesses in Huntley that, you know, I just definitely want to have in the chamber, and they're seeing everything that we're doing, and they feel like it's the chamber's, you know, kind of revitalized, and they want to jump back in. So I'm excited to see a lot of those people back in.
So how are you keeping up with all this that's going on, all these events, getting old members back, getting new members in? What's your plan here?
There are many, many facets to this job, just like you're mentioning. Like there's the community events, and then there's the internal events, because we do a monthly coffee connect with members and a monthly lunch with members. And then we have our after hours events and our new member orientation and our membership meeting. We just had our State of Huntley breakfast where our leaders of our main, you know, business, our main members, Huntley, you know, tax community organizations, you know, the school district, the park district, fire, police, village. They all spoke. And so there's a lot of facets to this job, but, you know, I just kind of try to make sure that each area gets the proper attention and just, you know, try to keep somewhat organized and focused on what's the priority at the moment.
We're going to have Nancy Cooler-Jets for just a minute because we want to remind you folks, you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, WHRULP, and we are talking to Nancy Binger, Executive Director of the Huntley Chamber of Commerce. And as you noted in this interview, that her motor is always running. She's at high speed at all times. So we're going to go back to Nancy now to tell us more about all the things she's doing on her 84-hour day.
No, it's not like that. But I did want to mention that we just, in February, installed our new board of directors for this year. And so at our annual dinner that we had in February, we actually did the theme game show gala and had a really fun night with a game show theme and created some full crowd participation games, and then also had some competitions between a few members. So it was really, really fun. But we installed our new board. And so our new board chair is Bob Panic, who is a realtor for Century 21 New Heritage here in Huntley. And so he will be our board chair this year. And then our vice chair is Lance Lamb from SoHop. And Bridget Dombrowski from FNBO, she was our chair last year, so she's our past chair. We have Julie Novolinsky, who is the treasurer, and she's from About Your Home Inspection. And then we have Ben Bialis, who is our secretary. And then we have two new chamber board of director members, and they are Dylan Ludwig from Digital Origin Productions and Erica Klein from Social Butterfly Social Media Management Services. So we have a board of 13, and they're awesome, and they're so supportive and encouraging, and they just give me a lot of trust, and that's so important because I hear nightmare stories of, you know, different boards and how they can, you know, really stifle what you do. But this board does not, and they're awesome, and it's been an incredible experience.
So someone's going to ask, what are the responsibilities of the board members, Nancy?
Yeah. So they are volunteers, and they just kind of have made the choice to take that extra step of involvement into the chamber by being leaders. And they're, you know, the high-level overseers of what goes on in the chamber. So, you know, they're keeping an eye on the finances. They are, you know, expected to, you know, attend events and volunteer at things. And then, you know, just they approve any kind of new ideas I have, or just give me guidance if, you know, on different things that I'm doing. We have some kind of actually some big decisions coming up for a few things, and they'll, you know, be the ones that'll be the ones voting on those things. So they're just kind of overseeing the chamber and just making sure that it's functioning well and meeting its goals.
Now, have you ever had non-business members to the board? Or has it always been board members
so
that have businesses?
They all have to be members, but they could be just an individual. You can join the chamber as an individual.
Okay.
And so we do have one board member that is in that situation. So yes, you have to pay your dues as a chamber member to be on the board, and you have to be nominated and voted in. And so, you know, I'm always kind of keeping my eye open for members that are, you know, active and have good leadership skills and can contribute a certain expertise to our board. So that's kind of my job. And then the board, current board members are always looking for people as well.
How are things going with all the new businesses that are opening up in Huntley? How is that working for you so far?
Great. I mean, as everybody knows, Huntley is just growing and growing and booming, and there's lots of new businesses popping up all the time. I think there's like 4 or 5 under construction right now on 47. So, you know, I'm always, as they start to open up, you know, I'm not involved in that process of them coming here or the getting established here, but I approach them as they open to join the chamber. And then we help, you know, do a grand opening, ribbon cutting, get them, you know, help them get off the ground and connected to the community. So we have the Irie Cup, who's one of our most recent businesses that have opened. They have jumped into the chamber and the community, which has been awesome. I think that is such a key to success, a successful business. They were actually just earned the award of Emerging Business of the Year at our annual dinner. And they are having their ribbon cutting on April 8th. So Saturday, April 8th at 10 a.m., it's open to the public. We will be doing a ribbon cutting. The village will be presenting to them, and then we'll, you know, honor and celebrate with them. So that'll be April 8th for the Irie Cup. And then, you know, we have other businesses come in, and I look forward to connecting with all of them and helping them get started.
Well, it would seem that the businesses are seeing so much going on in the community that it being their interest to join the chamber and be a part of what's going on with the growth and everything else that's happening. And I know that if they have any questions, they can always contact you at your office number, correct?
Yep. Yeah, so we definitely have businesses that are reaching out to us, which is so awesome, you know, because obviously it's
right.
A lot of work. You know, it's kind of a, you know, a sales job in regards to convincing people to join the chamber. So if they're already seeing what's going on, that is helpful, and they reach out to us, and, you know, we kind of build a relationship. I always tell everybody, it's if you don't reach out and you don't, like, get involved, then being a chamber member is not going to do anything, because it's hard to know what their needs are or what they want to do. So I love it when people want to meet with me, when they invite me to come and tour their business, and then just that relationship gets built, and we can really help get the word out about their business. The more educated I am about a certain business, the better it is for me to use my influence out in the community.
But look what you've established since you become director, what you started with and where you are today. That's phenomenal. You've done a really great job. I know your motor's always running, but you've really done a great job,
Thank
Nancy.
You. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's just being consistent and communication and just being creative is just, those have just been the keys to just making sure people know about the chamber and what we're doing. And I want the members to be proud of being a part of it. I don't want them to just write a check to pay their dues because they think that's what they're supposed to do. I want them to really feel like there's value in joining the chamber and being a part of it. So, and all the different members are in it for different reasons. Their participation levels vary. So, you know, I kind of try to keep an eye on everybody, although the bigger it grows, the harder that's getting, because, sure, you know, so yeah. So I'm super pleased with the way the last, 14 months have gone. I can't believe it's only been 14 months. It feels a lot longer, but it's been really fun. And I do feel like we're adding some pretty good value to the community and connecting well with our members.
Now, where do you stand with the new businesses that are coming in? Like, for example, like DC Cobb, for example, they're not open yet, but at what point do you start communication with them? Ahead of time, talking to them, or do you wait until they open up?
Yeah, so sometimes the relationship begins before they open up. It just depends on, you know, if they make themselves available. So I do try to reach out, and people help me connect with those new owners. But, you know, it kind of varies. It just depends on how active and involved they're getting beforehand. So it kind of depends.
Well, that's good. It's a case of where it's in their best interest because of all the things that you're doing. I mean, if they had to look at a menu, if they went to your website, they'd probably see all the things that you've done in the past, events that have gone on,
yeah,
and what they could participate in, because it encourages them to do more and have people know what they're all about, especially if you're a retail business.
Yeah.
You certainly want to get that exposure.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, everybody has their different needs. Some members are just joining because they just want to be supportive of the community, and they, you know, we probably need them more than they need us, you know, Northwestern Medicine, like the chamber's not sustaining anything for them. Their financial support to us is sustaining us. So, but you know, some of the smaller businesses, definitely, the chamber gives them a source of relationships and foot traffic that, definitely helps them financially. So we appreciate, being able to play that role. And, you know, obviously the attention we can give to different businesses that need us more is important. So
a good example, Nancy, if I'm a brand new business and I'm a retail business and you come into my store, what is it that you present to them? What is it that you tell them, how they can benefit from the chamber?
Yeah. So, you know, the first part of joining, if they're a new business, you know, we can do the ribbon cutting and the grand opening and really get people into, connected to them. You know, I always say, you know, even though it might feel like, why do I need to meet a realtor? Well, all our realtors talk to a lot of people in our community. And so, you know, getting them to get to know you and getting them in your store, like they're a big voice in our community. So just getting them introduced to different people. And then we do a lot of social media for our new members. You know, we do a post that announces them. We put them in our newsletter. We put them on our, promotional materials, just announcing that they're a new member. And then the thing I encourage the most is to get involved. So whether you come to our events or you sponsor our events, getting involved is what kind of gets you on the map in the chamber. And then people start seeing this business and seeing that they're getting involved. And then they, you know, people want to go visit it and be a part of supporting them. And I think our Huntley community is really good about supporting our local businesses because they, you know, it's such a tight-knit community and they want more and they want to see our businesses succeed. So,
Nancy, is there literature available to a new business if they're thinking about it? Is there something they can read?
We have a new member packet that we hand out to businesses with all the different materials on what we offer and what how to sign up and how to get involved. So I did want to mention one other event I forgot about that we just did actually last week. We did an event at Huntley High School called Game of Life, and we had 13 businesses sponsor a booth at Huntley High School, and 300 students that are in business classes at the high school went through an exercise where they picked a job that they think they want down the road, and they got a monthly salary, and they took that And they went around and they went to these different stations, which were taxes, automobile, cell phone, childcare, food and clothing, retirement, pets, let's see what else, housing, and then utilities. And they went around and they found out how much things cost, and they learned about the different choices that you can make. You can rent an apartment, you can have a small house, a big house, and what those things cost. And then they had to make their decisions. And then at the end, they kind of calculated how much money they did or did not have at the end. And then that led to additional classroom discussions this week after we did the event last week with their school. So anyway, it was a great way for our members to volunteer and serve the next generation. And they also showcased their brand to these different students. And it was very, very well received, so much that they want us to do it twice a year moving forward, because each semester there's a different group of students that take these classes. So it was pretty awesome. We had a great day.
That's really pretty neat. It's a heck of an idea.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yes.
It really is.
It was very fun.
Okay, so we've been talking to Nancy Binger, Executive Director of the Huntley Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com and contact us. We'll be able to give you all the information you may need. Thank you again for listening, folks. Take care.
Thank you.